This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in multiple parts of the nation, a lot of schools have reopened. In Chicago, schools opened the doors to thousands more students. PK to third grade, I believe, in Las Vegas has opened up and some parts of Nevada. So we're seeing some schools reopen, which is good news for the kids. Unfortunately, not so good news when it comes to school shootings. Unfortunately, a teenage boy allegedly opened fire today at Watson Chapel Junior High School in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, injuring another male student. The victim has been transferred to Little Rock Hospital, is being treated for a serious injury. Pine Bluff School District described the shooting as an isolated incident. All school campuses, of course, in the district have been placed on lockdown. And Monday was supposed to be the first full day of in-person instruction. So we don't know what set it off. It's a junior high school. So we're talking 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. That's 10, 11, and 12-year-olds. What kids are doing with guns is beyond me. Parents, we have guns, but they're locked up. Our kids know not to touch them. They've always known not to touch them. Well, now that one is 21, you know, he's getting his training. Well, I mean, we've done training with them, but we just don't let our kids access our guns. And for some reason, these kids are taking their parents' guns and bringing them to school. And it's frightening because when kids have been on lockdown, some proponents of that say, you see, kids aren't getting shot in school. And so it's something we were hoping wouldn't happen so soon after schools reopened, where there would be a school shooting. And I got to tell you, parents, you know, will get the heebie-jeebies. You know, one of you asked me, do more parents want their kids back to school or do more parents want their kids home? Well, I don't know if we have a nationwide survey on that. There's a lot of parents that have reached out to me saying they love their babies being home. They get to spend time with them. It's an excuse for them to work virtually. Now they get to work at home. And some parents are just loving it. Others are like, I can't do my job. I can't work. I can't, you know, we can't sleep. We need our, you know, we have to do swing shift. We need our kids at school. The kids aren't learning. So I would think that there would be more people on the side of they want their kids back in school. But you do have a growing population of parents saying, you want to know what? We made this work. My boss is letting me work from home. I don't have to go back to a toxic work environment with, you know, people gossiping and, you know, trying to mess with my, workspace or, you know, mess with my career. Or, you know, some people are like, look, nobody can now accuse me of being too flirty, you know, or being too inappropriate. I'm home. You know, I mean, unless somebody says I said something on Zoom, which I don't, nobody could say I touched them. So, you know, you have a lot of employees like appreciating the fact that they don't have to be around others. And unfortunately, when you throw a school shooting into the mix, you have a lot of parents out there probably going, you know what, why am I going to send my kids to school if schools can't keep them safe? Now, what should a school be doing? Schools have been busting their butts so much on PPE and social distancing that have they been preparing for the kids back on campus shooting? That's rare. When you look at the numbers of school shooting, it's much rarer than car accidents. It's much rarer than other sorts of assaults, but it scares parents. They don't want to think that somebody's going to go to a school. Chicago Public School has 37,000 students in kindergarten through fifth grade. that signed up for in-person learning and showed up. Now, I'm not sure what their total school district numbers look like, but in my neck of the woods in Nevada, we have about 300,000 students. We had about 320, and I think it dropped to about 305 because people have left Nevada because of the economy. But, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of students. That how are they making sure these kids don't walk in with a, you know, with a knife or a gun? Are they screening them? Are they using metal detectors? I don't think schools are there yet. What do schools have in terms of security? I don't think they're there yet. Now, well, you know, with California, it's interesting. What happened with the Chicago Union and the Teachers Union went, I guess, for months in terms of negotiating and trying to get, you know, the teachers back. California is going to try a different approach. California schools may try to give the school districts more money. So Governor Gavin Newsom and legislative leaders have reached a deal on requirements for reopening schools, and the plan will provide $2 billion to school districts that will resume at least some in-person instruction by March 31st. Now, this foregoes conditions on collective bargaining with teachers unions and testing and vaccinations for school staff that have held up negotiations for months. So if a school wants to receive the money, schools and counties that fall in the purple coronavirus tier, which is the state's most restrictive, would have to bring back students in transitional kindergarten through second grade, along with the most vulnerable students in all grades, including foster youth, English language learners, and those who are homeless. In counties that have reached the red tier, this is according to San Francisco Chronicle, the second most restrictive or better, daily coronavirus cases have dropped below 7%. Schools would need to reopen for all elementary grades and at least one additional grade in middle or high school, as well as for students with special needs to receive the state money. So Newsom's going to hold a press conference later today on that. But, you know, is that what where we're at now? We have to bribe schools to open, bribe school districts to open. Mind you, it does cost money, safety measures. But, you know, how much money did they save virtual? Why isn't anybody talking about all the money that was saved on custodial staff? I mean, if you don't have kids in the classrooms and they were closed, you aren't cleaning 7 days a week. Those schools didn't have all the staff coming in. You didn't have use of supplies. I wonder where all that money went to. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Jonathan writes, why isn't taxing the rich more popular among the GOP and moderate Democrats? Taxing the rich. It's probably one of the easiest sentences to say, especially since I don't have a lisp. Tax the rich. It's just not that easy. And I think the reason why he brought that up is Elizabeth Warren has unveiled a plan for a, quote, wealth tax on all Americans with net worths higher than $50 million. The wealthy being taxed, it's a little trickier. I wish politics were easier. I really wish it was. And I'll explain how I look at it in a second. But I guess Elizabeth Warren wants to put a 2% annual wealth tax on people whose net worth is over $50 million and up to $1 billion, setting the stage for debates on how Joe Biden could then maybe pay for his infrastructure and environmental proposals. So the fact that Elizabeth Warren brought this up, she's also joined by Bernie Sanders, House Reps Pramila Jayapal and Brendan Boyle, means they're obviously concerned about how they're going to get money coming in. And it's because I think they want to go to free college. There's going to be discussion on reparations for African Americans. And so there's and free college for African Americans. So there's a lot of discussions and things brought forward that are going to cost a lot of money. And so it looks like Elizabeth Warren, in her new role, is wanting to look at where we could bring more money in. So it's called hashtag wealth tax. She says it's critical for raising revenue, and that revenue is critical for raising opportunity. We build a future for all of our kids by investing in opportunity. This is one way we can make this government work for everyone, not just the rich and powerful. She says she called it a few cents more for billionaires. Now, this doesn't affect me, so it's very easy for most of us to go, fine, you know, majority rules, you guys pay. Bloomberg kind of broke down a little bit. They said it would be, you know, if you looked at the 100 richest Americans, that would give us about $78 billion if the 100 richest Americans would do this. $78 billion of their fortunes would their, let's say, they say here, dubbed the ultra-millionaire tax. The bill would require households with a net worth of more than $50 million to pay 2% tax and a 1% surtax for fortunes exceeding $1 billion. Jeff Bezos, they calculated, would then be giving an extra $5.4 billion in 2021 if the bill became law. Elon Musk would pay $5.2 billion. Bill Gates would fork over $4 billion. Mark Zuckerberg, $2.9 billion. Sounds good, right? Well, so this is what's interesting. And I don't know much about money and being rich, all right? I don't. But I tell you what I've been doing to make a little extra money. And I made $300, and I was really happy. I made $300. So apparently there's these online brokerage firms that allow you to loan money to people who need it. I'm not sure what they're called. And there's a whole variety. There's like Yield Street, where you actually, you can invest money into a loan. They administer the loan. You don't do anything. You just put the money in. The company will charge, will have the person sign an agreement. They will charge them the interest, and they just monthly drop payments into your account. So I made $300. I was like, ooh, this is good. What did I do with that $300? Well, I didn't put it in the bank. I reinvested it. I gave that money to another loan. Now the reason why I did this is because some of these loans are for people who are trying to consolidate debt, trying to pay for home improvements, just trying to make things meet during the recession. So I'm like, why $300 sit in this account? Let me put it back in. Now, that $300, though, is still going to be considered income. So when I look at these millions and billions of dollars, is it that they have a bank account that has $5 billion? Or do they make money and then it gets invested into something else? And I bring this up because, you know, people talk about, you know, Trump and how much taxes he paid and him finding loopholes and how the rich find loopholes because they hire CPAs. Personally, I would just really like a flat tax where everybody pays the same percentage. I mean, I understand the ultra poor don't make money, they can't. But if everybody pays, let's say, 7% or 8%, if you're rich, that 8% is a lot of money. If you are middle class, that 8% is less. Right? So, you know, everybody kind of hits the same percent. This way we're not communistics. You know, I just think it seems more fair. And it also simplifies things. I love my accountant. I think it's great. But I think the way things are now, trying to find loopholes and deductions, I think it's a waste of time and money. Just flat tax. Seems simple. And it's also easy to see if somebody's, you know, messing around. But instead, you know, it's, well, you know, Trump might have only paid this much in taxes. Well, if he made income, and then he used that as a business expense to invest into the business, then is that illegal? Is that smart with money? So you can make money, let's say on your house sale, but instead you put the money into home improvements of the house. You still made that money. You still get taxed, but it doesn't mean the money is liquid. So when people say, well, tax the rich, if you make, let's say, $100,000, which is a lot of money, if you're making six figures, $100,000, and $100,000 isn't a lot of money these days, but if you and your spouse make $100,000, then you have this extra money. Well, not really. That $100,000, when you start looking at rent and, mortgage and, school and savings and things like that, many people who have a combined income of $100,000 don't have $100,000 in the bank. They might only have $5,000 in the bank, $10,000 in the bank. So I'm not saying this because I want people to feel sorry for wealthy people, but when you decide that somebody can just pay 2% of their wealth annually, what that means is their wealth, what they own. So let's say you own a car. Let's say you own a classic car. It's paid off. But that classic car is worth $70,000 if somebody appraises it. That gets added to your wealth. Let's say you own some china. Let's say you own, a house. You own all that is counted to your wealth, you see? And you guys might own your house, you might own your car, and you might have, let's say, $300,000 in assets, but that doesn't mean you have $300,000 in the bank. And so where I get a little nervous is when Congress goes, all right, so for those people making $250,000 a year, they could be taxed this much. And you're like, well, not exactly, because that, if that $250,000 is going for X, Y, and Z, that doesn't equate to them having that money in the bank. Now, somebody could say, well, save more. Well, is that better for the economy or reinvesting? If you, let's say, have a restaurant and you're doing really well with that restaurant and you want to then invest in a new restaurant, you're going to probably lose money that year, even though your income might be up. So you'll show income, you'll get taxed on that, but now you're in the red because you're putting that money towards a down payment on a new restaurant. That new restaurant now is going to hire more people. That new restaurant is going to need contractors. That new restaurant is going to need cleaning. That new restaurant is going to need utilities. So don't we want big business to invest and reinvest? So maybe what I would suggest is if you want to tax maybe the liquid, but just because somebody makes a certain amount of income, a lot of us who are independent contractors, we spend a lot of money to be that independent contractor. Like we see with Uber and Lyft, we're paying for the car, we're paying for the gas, we're paying for the mileage. Me as a doctor, if I'm an independent contractor, I'm paying for my licenses. I'm paying for my, a bunch of things, my computer. I'm paying for my area to work. That's, that doesn't get counted. It's, well, you made this income. So I'm a little concerned about how they're looking at that, because if somebody owns a couple hotels, right, that's huge. They got money, and most likely they're making money. But that doesn't mean they have millions or billions to put in the system. And the big concern I have is this false sense of the rich will keep us afloat. I don't know. I mean, look at what happened in New York. Tom Brady even left. Right? People are moving out of New York. New York needs wealthy people putting money into their city. And if wealthy people are like, if I don't have to leave here, I won't, because I'm just going to get taxed more. So it's unfortunately, I think it's naivety that is an ignorance that's going to get us in trouble when we start to promise that we're going to be spending all this money if we think, oh yeah, the rich will pay for it. I don't think we have enough rich, and I don't think there's enough liquid for that to cover the costs. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says his side of the aisle had no input into the massive COVID-19 stimulus bill passed by the House early Saturday morning. The bill, which does include $1,400 direct payments for many Americans, is now before the Senate. The White House is defending spending in the proposed COVID-19 stimulus package that's earmarked for after 2021.
This package is meant to, of course, provide immediate direct relief, but also provide a bridge to help us all get through this crisis.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking there on Fox News Sunday. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the new administration is working overtime to fix the U.S. immigration system. Mayorkas warning it will take considerable time to create an orderly, humane, and safe immigration system. USA Radio News. A third vaccine is on its way to vaccination sites across the country.
The White House says shipments of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will begin to be delivered as soon as Monday, allowing it to immediately increase the nation's vaccine supply. Dr. William Schaffner is a liaison member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, and he tells CNN that the new shot will be able to be more widely distributed.
Because it's one and done, a single-dose vaccine, and because it can be treated like other vaccines in normal refrigerator temperature, we ought to be able to get it much more widely distributed to rural areas, doctor's offices, pharmacies.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Brazos Electric Power Cooperative, the oldest and largest power co-op in Texas, is declaring bankruptcy after getting a $1.8 billion bill from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. The bill coming during last month's brutal cold snap. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I was kind of busy, you know, this weekend, you know, getting the shot and son's birthday, so I didn't watch CPAC. I'm a little exhausted when it comes to politics, but I got to tell you, when I turned on the TV and it was on, there was, wow, it was as if President Trump never left office. It was as if there he was giving a speech. He looked exactly like he normally does, saying the same thing that he said, you know, about the election and all that. But you know, when I saw on social media and I saw the approach to, you know, him, you know, being on air and the crowd, and maybe school me, because I've only been watching politics the last maybe 25 years, maybe 30 years, but, you know, when in medical school you don't really have a lot of time. It just seems like how half this country approaches President Trump is something I've never seen. And not only am I a doctor, but I'm a mom. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm a daughter of an immigrant. I love marketing. I love PR. And I really want to see our country, and I want to see our politicians succeed. I want whether it's President Biden, whether it's President Trump, I want whoever is in office to succeed. Because the stronger America, the safer America, and the better America for everybody. So when I look at things, I look at things sometimes from a marketing standpoint, because in medicine, you always have to market. It's not that you're trying to market a drug, is you have to kind of convince a person, you know, what healthy people do and how they could change their approach to health to be like what healthy people do. Healthy people eat fruits and vegetables. We got from the American Heart Association another recommendation of, guys, you got to eat 5 fruits and vegetables at least a day. 3 vegetables, 2 fruits. You know, this is what we need to be healthy and stave off cancer and heart disease risk. You know, we talk about sleep. You know, people that get good sleep, they sleep about 7 to 9 hours. This is what people in medicine come to me for. Well, with my marketing background, when I see a candidate such as Joe Biden compete with somebody like President Trump, I urge anybody who's a strategist for the Republicans or the Democrats to not just listen to the hate and the criticism, but also look at why people liked a candidate. And Trump is one of the first candidates I have ever heard people say they love. Now, yes, you know, maybe during a Reagan or a Bill Clinton rally, people might have said, we love you. I mean, maybe that's happened. But in all the years I've had, people, they liked, I mean, some people loved Reagan. I mean, Ronald Reagan. I mean, now when you look back and you see him in the cowboy hat, you're like, oh, you know. But, you know, do you really hear people say they loved George Bush? They loved Bill Clinton. They loved George H.W. Bush. Man, I love Al Gore. I hope he becomes president. I love Hillary Clinton. You don't hear that. Did you hear I love Obama? I didn't hear that with Obama either. Maybe some individual people loved him, said, yeah, he's great for the country. But you didn't hear that theme as much as you hear with Trump. So if I was a Democratic strategist and I'm thinking, okay, what do we need to do for this administration, rather than we'll do the opposite of Trump, reverse everything. Reverse anything Trump did, reverse. If you've never had a candidate of people loving somebody to that degree, it might not hurt to just stop and go, all right, what is it about him that they love? What is it? Now, instead, what I hear a lot of people do is they say, oh, well, they're all crazy. Well, those people who like Biden are socialists, and those people who like Trump are all crazy. Okay, if you were in a marketing meeting, all right, no, you really dissect this down. You look at your competition, and you go, why is that burger selling more? What do people love about McDonald's more than Burger King? What do people love about this movie, Marvel, than DC? What is it? Now, you want to still hold true to your base, and you want to still hold true to your individuality and your reputation and what you're known for. But if this is the first time in history you saw half the country, they didn't say, oh, I like him. Yeah, he's okay. They either loved him or hate him. Interview people. What is it that you loved about him? Because the best political party is the one that listens to both sides and learns. You know, you can't just alienate half the country and expect to be successful. I think Joe Biden could be a lot more successful if he doesn't try to just undo every single thing Trump did. Because obviously, it's not that people were like, eh, you know, whatever, Trump is our president, whatever he wants to do. If half the country was like, yes, okay, well then what? Why are people so passionate? What was it about Trump that people loved? So if you interview people, some might say, well, he said what needed to be said. Okay, well, that doesn't help because Biden thinks he's saying what needs to be said. You know, he thinks mass needed to be said. And, you know, it's like he's made some speeches, maybe not as powerful. I really don't think President Trump was the best orator. I don't think his speeches were that powerful. But is it that Trump did what he promised? Well, Biden could say he's doing that, too. Trump said he was going to build a wall. He started building a wall. Biden said he was going to reverse funding on the wall and reverse Trump policies. He's doing that. All right, but, you know, we're still at a standstill. What else was it? Well, Trump called out the media. He said there was a lot of fake news. And he made a change with that so news could be better. All right, I could see why that was, you know, admired by many. All right, is Biden noticing that there's some, you know, falsities being spewed out there or some unfairness when it comes to media? Does Biden see that there's unfairness with certain things? Bring it out. I mean, you know, list exactly what, and put people who supported Trump, you know, on the line for what is it? Tell us exactly, is it that just because he's not Biden? Or is it because there was really something he did and what was it? And if it had to do with the cancel culture, if it had to do with, now, there's a chance that both sides may never agree. There's, you know, some people may say, no, we need communism, we need money distributed, you know, from the rich to the poor. And Trump said, no, we don't. Okay, well, then your half country is going to not be for that, other half of the country might be for that. Who knows? But, you know, it's just fascinating to me that Trump's not our president anymore and people want him back. And unless Congress, you know, does something that they're going to try to make it so he can't come back with, you know, I don't know, the impeachment hearing's over, but maybe with a criminal investigation or whatever, people don't care. People want Trump back. So why? Why is it they want Trump back? Did they feel safe? Were there no terrorist attacks? Did they feel like other countries, you know, wouldn't mess with them? What is it? And then do that, incorporate that in the Biden administration. Biden doesn't have to turn into a President Trump, but don't try and do the opposite, because you didn't have people just like a president. You had people love him. They either loved him or they hated him. All right? That's not the norm. Most people are like, well, I don't care. I don't care about politics. I don't care. Most people had an opinion. And it just, I worry about, you know, presidents just going back and forth, reversing everything. And then by the time the election's over, they're out again. I mean, I think we have the potential to have a good administration if they don't, you know, not listen. But they need to listen. That's what I'm saying. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an update on Tiger Woods. He's doing really good, much better. He's had, I think, some he's had some continued procedures on his shattered bone of his leg. He had, I think, a tip fib fracture. He had to have stabilization of the ankle. He was moved to Cedars of Sinai in California, where I was born. Yay.
Steve was Lebanon at the time, so I always have to say that, but it's now Steve's a Sinai. So he's there. He even tweeted out, you know, support for the people who have been supporting him. So doing pretty good. But a few hours ago, the New York Post had reported on some of the forensic findings, and it appeared that Tiger Woods didn't brake when he was in his car accident last week. He didn't brake when they would have expected him to brake as he was losing control. And they believe he might have drifted. Now, that's also a car term, and I don't want to insinuate that he fell asleep at the wheel. Maybe he was distracted. We don't know. But the forensic experts think that this might have been he wasn't eyes on the road completely watching what happens because they don't see brake marks. Even though sometimes you don't always get tire marks or brake marks, but for the speed of that, it makes them wonder. So as we know, the 45-year-old was driving early. This was about 7:15 in the morning to get to a club to be in a photo shoot with Drew Brees and some other sports celebrities. And he veered across the median on Hawthorne Boulevard and Rancho's Palos Verdes. He went off the road, struck a tree, flipped. The car rolled over. So he broke several bones. But Jonathan Charity, a consultant who serves as an expert witness in court cases, said, to me, this is like a classic case of falling asleep behind the wheel because the road curves and his vehicle goes straight. So, you know, for anybody driving in those roads, they curve, they turn. I don't know how people who live on the side are able to go out. You know when you try to get onto main traffic? I live where there's a grid, so you could see traffic from quarter mile away, so you know you can get out on the street. But when you're in the Hollywood Hills and the California Hills, you have no idea how much time you have. And so you always have to, when you're driving those residential areas, you know, take it slow because you just don't know who's gonna, you know, veer out. But it looks like he was on a two lane, I call it two lanes when it's your two lanes, but it looks like it was like a four lane street because there were two lanes on one side, two lanes on his. And there was discussions that as he was leaving the hotel, he peeled out, you know, so he was obviously awake and his adrenaline was up because it looked like he was late and he was racing. But this topic is coming up because he had fallen asleep, so to speak, at the wheel back in 2017, was it, when he was arrested for a DUI. It wasn't alcohol, but there was Ambien and Xanax and Dilaudid and other sorts of medicines on board because he had just had surgery. So obviously people are kind of concerned that was this accident related to possibly he had a microdiscectomy in December? Was he on medication? Was he in pain? You know, and so, you know, can you drift like that? Well, we talked about medications and we talked about how sometimes medications can, that your absorption and redistribution of that medication sometimes is not uniform. And so sometimes people can get waves of fatigue with certain medications they took. I warn people who take sleeping pills to not think the medicine is out of their system by the next day. People take sleeping pills all the time the night before, and then it could unfortunately hit them. Now, I'm not saying he fell asleep at the wheel, but this is something that they're discussing. They say it's a drift of the road, almost like he was either unconscious, suffering from a medical episode, or fell asleep. And Cherney said it looks like he didn't wake up until he was off the road, and that's where the brake application came in. So L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said there were no skid marks to indicate braking, but the vehicle did have anti-lock brakes, so sometimes you won't necessarily see the tire marks. But the SUV didn't appear to change direction during the curve. So Felix Lee, an accident reconstructionist expert, says, my feeling is that speed wasn't much of an issue. It was just some kind of an inattention that caused the curb strike. So you hit the curb, and then you veer, and then you flip. So Cherry also said he didn't see any evidence of any steering input that would show that the golfer tried to avoid the accident. So Rami Hashish, a principal at the National Biomedics Institute, investigates these accidents, and he told USA Today that when you piece all that together, it looks like there was a very delayed response. He said it was suggesting he wasn't paying attention at all. Now, the speed limit is about 45 miles per hour. 45 miles per hour is enough to be deadly, but he was speeding at about 80. We don't know exactly what the speed was or why. And he was lucid. I mean, he was wide awake during the accident. He was, you know, asking people to help, you know, to reach out to his doctor or to his agent to get his stuff from his car and all that. So we're told he wasn't tested for drugs or alcohol. I thought in California most accidents, most severe accidents automatically get tested, you know, especially since he had a anesthesiologist. We need to know what's on board. But they said nothing, you know, he didn't look like they needed to. No warrant was necessary, so they didn't. But I do wonder and I do worry. Not so, I mean, I think Tiger Woods is going to be fine. I think he's going to make it out of this. I think he's going to be able to still golf later. I feel confident he's going to overcome this. But I see this time and time again, people driving, and they either don't pay attention or they have a mini stroke, or they have a mini seizure, a pedimal, or they have an arrhythmia, or they're on pot, or just something happens with their medication where they just have a blurring or a dip in them being as conscious. And so I'm very intrigued at what they decide and deem what happened with Tiger Woods' case, because, you know, if he wasn't impaired, how did an accident like this happen? And, you know, what can we learn from it? He deserves privacy. You know, if he was taking certain medications from his surgery, he really does deserve privacy. But if, let's say, there was a medication involved, is this a medication that very commonly acts up again 8 hours later? You know? Ambien. Ambien is very well known for when you wake up, you're good. And Ambien has a reputation of when you take it, it only works when you sleep. You're not supposed to have cumulative effects. Yet I've had patients tell me that on the day after they take an Ambien, they still feel tired. Well, you know, maybe you're not going to be groggy like a Benadryl or one of these other sleep aids you get over the counter. But, you know, if the medicine's half-life, you know, is such that it's not completely cleared in your body after 8 hours, then yes, it can still be in your system. I mean, there's an argument that if you take a sleeping pill, I tell people this, you know, with geriatric patients, you know, if you have a relative that takes a sleeping pill, don't let them drive the next day. Right? Because you don't know how long it's going to take to eliminate out of their system. So what do I think? I am not a forensic, I mean, I am not an expert when it comes to accident forensics. I mean, yes, it does make sense. You would see some sign of braking or, you know, and I was surprised. I've driven on that road, so I was surprised that it was to that degree of an accident with him not hitting anything, that much destruction to the car. So it can happen. And so I believe that there was probably some speed involved, but it could have been something like maybe he was on his phone. Maybe he was texting. They could figure that out, of course. They could check with the phone company. It could be he was checking on his playlist. You know, what the kids do these days is to save money, they use YouTube. And so they find a song. I'm not saying he needs to do that. He doesn't have to save money, but I see this all the time. I see kids on their phones while they're supposed to be driving, and they're not talking. They're finding their next YouTube song. Right? Because if not, you have to pay. If you just go, hey, Siri, play this song. If it's not in your playlist, you got to find it. So, you know, well, Godspeed. I hope he gets better. And, you know, I don't want to insinuate anything, but this is what they're investigating. 1-877-DAT-VALLEY, I'm going.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.